Hey, Jim, this is our first time to talk to you since you've been named coordinator for next year. What's your feeling?
You know, I'm excited about it. You know, certainly very, very honored and humbled as well. You know, it's a great opportunity for me, you know, and particularly working within the organization. It's a great organization from top to bottom and tremendous players to coach. And so it's, you know, we're looking forward to it. But right now I'm looking forward to this next ball game we got coming up. So that's the most important thing. But thanks for asking.
Sure. And, you know, how do you embrace this offensive coordinator thing? You've never done it before now. Seems like you have the knack for it.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not sure if that's the case. I know we have a real good staff, you know what I mean? A great group of guys that can certainly assist, you know, in every area. So I don't have to necessarily do everything by myself, so that makes it easier when you got guys that, you know, like Jim Hostler and Wilbur Montgomery and the rest of the crew that are here, Wade Harmon and Andy Moeller. You know, all those guys do a tremendous job in terms of helping assist in putting the plan together, and those are the guys that make a difference.
What do you think of your Super Bowl experience?
Well, you know, obviously having had an opportunity to go there a couple times, you know, it does breed some familiar ground. You certainly don't feel as much anxiety going in. There's no unknowns because you do sense that you're going to have a pretty good idea of what happens. And that's comforting in itself. But and it's tough to relay that, transfer that information because one has to experience some things themselves. But nevertheless, I know it's a situation where the players are certainly going to enjoy, you know, the stage that they have an opportunity to play on. I know they're certainly thankful for it. And the big thing that you can tell them is that obviously we'll have a good time in that regard, but our main focus is on the game, on what happens between those white lines.
Do you think when you approach it this time compared to previous times, this is a completely different kind of mindset that you have, just having that experience and knowing
some of the
matches?
Somewhat, you know, probably because of the fact that it probably allows me to be a little bit more focused because I've kind of been through both ends of it. And but nevertheless, you know, the big thing is it's not necessarily how it affects me, but how it affects the guys that are on the team and to be able to transfer that information. But we also have a number of guys, you know, on the team that are leaders. Although you may have not great numbers in terms of guys that have been in this game, they're force multipliers. You know, Ray Lewis has been in the game. He knows what it's like. Anquan Boldin has been in the ball game. He knows what it's like. Those guys are great communicators, and they're certainly able to tell them exactly what to expect and all the do's and don'ts as well. And then obviously our leader, John, has been in the ball game and understands it. And he does the great majority of the work with those guys and making certain that they can anticipate what's going to happen while they're there.
Jim, can you talk about your red zone success? We look at finishing drives with touchdowns. I think it's been just so critical, and it was good for much of the year, but in the playoffs in particular, what you guys have done there to get the pass successfully in the red zone where the windows are so much smaller, but you guys are doing it so successfully. What has been the impetus for that?
Well, one of the things I think we've been continually improving, you know, just this every single week we've been able to get a little bit better. Certainly been able to take advantage of some opportunities where we run the ball as well down in that area. But the guys have been making plays. They've been catching the ball. Joe's been throwing it extremely well. We've been able to mix the run and pass a little bit down there. And I think it's from preparation, you know. And we practice well and we function well in those areas. More often than not, you're going to see some evidence of it out there on the field. And that's what I think our guys really – I know John, a couple of years back, made it a real emphasis around here to make certain that the red zone was extremely important, and that carries on today.
Jim, when you watch the Niners on defense, what do you see? Have you faced a defense similar to theirs yet this year?
Not as complete as this defense. We've faced a lot of good defenses. This defense is extremely talented, obviously. When you get to this particular ball game, typically the opposition doesn't have very many weaknesses. They can do a great job in terms of stopping the run. Willis and Bowman are just absolutely outstanding against the run. Justin Smith is a phenomenal guy, and then Alden Smith in terms of the pass rush, both edges, both guys do a tremendous job with 19.5 sacks. You know, you got to get yourself ready. And then also they can defend the pass. You know, two Pro Bowl safeties that can get after it and two corners that can play, and even in their nickel situation. So they give you a problem all the way across the board. So you have to be good in every area in order to compete with these guys.
Now, their secondary has given up some big plays. How are you preparing for that? Does that open the play for Torrey Smith?
Well, you know, they haven't given up a whole lot of big plays. I mean, when you look at them, they've given up maybe some here and there, but that secondary is very, very good, very, very talented bunch. Vic Fangio is one of the finest coaches in this league. He coordinates their defense. He's the most, one of the most thorough guys that you'll ever bump into in terms of preparation. So they'll be well prepared. They keep the ball in front of them as well as anybody. And, you know, and they function extremely well. You know, they give you all kinds of problems, schematic problems.
Jim Moe. Ozzy told us today that several GMs at the Senior Bowl came up to him and said, had you guys not been making a nice playoff run, they would have been interested in this game. Is there any lament there? And we talked before, I know you want to get back in the game. Do you see that happening?
Well, is there any lament? No, none whatsoever. You know, I'd certainly rather be right where I am right now with you asking me these questions. you know, it just doesn't happen very often in your career. So to be fortunate enough to have this opportunity, I tell you what, I'm thankful. And the other things, you know, they'll take care of themselves somewhere down the road.
Ozzy expects to have you one more year. He said jokingly, perhaps, but I hope we're in the same situation next year, so you're in the same situation. But is it your goal ultimately to be a head coach again?
Well, you know, I see how I'd answer this, because really, you know, this thing's not necessarily about me, you know. At some point in time, if the Lord wills, I'd love to be able to do it again, but it may not happen, you know. But I think that, like I said, everybody in our profession certainly is looking for an opportunity to run their own program, and I'm no different than anybody else in that regard. I'd like to do it one more time.
And I hate to ask one more question, but
I don't want to coach until I'm 85 like some of my mentors, but I certainly like to. He was heading that way.
African Americans, do you think that the Rooney rule is effective, or should be revisited?
I do think that it's something that certainly needs to be revisited and is going to be revisited, which I'm not one of the individuals that started that particular drive to do so. There's been a lot of very, very intelligent men that have looked at it and said, hey, let's look at this thing and talk about it in depth. So I think that's going to happen.
Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, you're welcome.